Dope Therapy.
Welcome back, my friends. I am so glad you are here. We got the whole family here. We are Dope Therapy. Remember, we are not licensed therapists, but we definitely tell you the truth, and we definitely want you to have a little bit of fun. So let's go in and join the gang. Welcome back. We are Dope Therapy, right?
Are we Dope Therapy?
Are we Dope Therapy?
Hold on, wait.
Who are we?
Why do you have to put that therapy?
Who are we? Who Dope Therapy?
Yeah, get that little crown.
Dope Therapy. You know, like that Chris Brown song, Sensational.
Yeah.
That's my shit. You don't know that song?
I mean, I guess. You can't call nothing by title with me.
No. I don't know the song. I don't know what Sensational.
Well, I have my sensational family with me. Who I got on the left of me?
Blacker than black. Don't talk back. It's Cape. Cape Press, you know what I'm saying? Listen.
And you hear her beautiful voice. Who's that?
Hey, baby, hello. It's Step Fresh, a.k.a. Step Dog, a.k.a. your favorite auntie on your mama's side, the one that always bring the potato salad and the macaroni and cheese,
good.
Baby.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah, I made it.
You need it. Yeah, you need it.
Yes.
You definitely be like, wait, is Auntie Steph bringing it? Who bringing it? Who cooked this? Oh, Auntie? All right, cool. We back. We good.
Of course, hear that wonderful voice.
What up, brother Big Mike?
Yes. So we were having this conversation off mic. I said I wasn't going to say anything because...
She's passing out.
Yeah, man.
The entire week.
I was happy for you. I ain't going to hold you. I was like, oh, snap. Okay, I can see.
Thank you.
Detroit, stand up. Thank you.
The entire week.
Let's get to my prediction.
Wait, the entire week, I was so excited. All of Detroit. Okay, everyone knows I'm from Detroit. Steph from Detroit.
You?
Kay from Chicago. A Big Mike from Philly. So we were so excited. The Detroit base. Honestly, I think everyone was excited.
For y'all.
For y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everyone was excited for us because we have never gotten to a Super Bowl. And this was the first time we had gotten to an NFC championship since 1957, I believe, since 1957. So we come out, everyone's nervous. I'm nervous as hell. So we come out, the box, man, we was serving it to them.
Whipping ass.
We was whipping ass. I was shocked. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, all right, you know. That's second half, I don't know. It was like as if, what was the guy, Dan Quinn? Got in contact with Dan Campbell. And of course, Dan Quinn was from the Falcons. Got in contact with him. And he said, oh man, wait a minute. We need to switch playbooks right quick. I love my Atlanta Falcons, but they looked like the Falcons when the Falcons was playing against New England in the Super Bowl.
Just let me give it back to you.
Yeah. What was that? That made me so upset. And I guess what made me so upset is because, again, as we were discussing off air, if Dan Campbell, every time we were fourth and down, if he would have just did a field goal, took the points, that would have put us up. At least by, I don't care if we would have won by 1 point. What was that? And then the arrogance of him afterwards, would you have changed anything? No, I would not have. Bruh, okay. Like Dan Campbell, I love my city.
I
appreciate because he got us there. So I love him. But right now I'm in my anger mode. I felt like as if that was being done for him. It is not for you. This is for us. I don't care when you go to a game, a major game like this. It's just like if you go into a really nice event. You can't go to an event dressed the way I am right now. And I'm like, well, I always dress down like this. No, baby, you're about to go to the mayor's ball. So you need to go looking good. Change it up a little bit. I don't get it.
I think your man just gambled a little too much. You know, I think the stage was too big for him, too bright for him. You know, sometimes when you get in those situations, you're like, what would the old me do? Nah, bro, it's not about that. Like, right now you have a chance to tie the game. You have a chance to tie the game, or you have a chance to keep these cats down by 17 or 20, by three scores, you know what I'm saying? And you didn't take the option? Come on, bro. Like, the tie wasn't even going in your direction by the end of the game. You had opportunity to tie the game up, and you went for it in fourth and three. You tripping.
All right, Steph, go ahead. I know. I need auntie.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, my predictions last year, let's just, you know.
You did say Super Bowl bound. You did.
Well, and I'm going to work on my 2024 predictions because I got some Will Smith and Kanye stuff in my head that I've been thinking about. But I'm going, you know, as the weeks progress, I'm going to give out those predictions as well. But yes. My NFL predictions came very close to coming true. I wanted the Lions to go to the Super Bowl. They just made it. But here's the deal. Dan Campbell was, he was a motivator. He did what he did. He coached. He did what he was supposed to do. He got them where they needed to get. Unfortunately, because the first 15 minutes of the game, they were scoring. They were getting it. But, you know, things happen. Yeah. Mistakes happen. Hey, I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just glad after what? 7 months? How long they been playing? Since August? So what about five, six months?
Wait a minute.
I will say this. After about 6 months of having my booty cheeks clenched to make sure they win every week, I'm just glad to be able to sit down and just relax, honey. I'll see them next, you know, later on in the year. But they did a great job, bang up job. They gave a lot of good energy to Detroit. The city, yet large, you know, and it's just like, shoot, hey, and, you know, my house in Detroit is right up the street from Ford Field. Like, literally, you could just look on the street, oh, there it is. So I like the energy that it brought to the city. You know, I like seeing people rooting for us because it's been so long since people have rooted for Detroit as a whole. So I'm just glad they got where they got. I ain't even mad.
Mike, what's your take?
Everybody, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, for real.
So this is the part of the show where the therapy actually comes in.
Yes, please. I need it.
I understand. I get it. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. So we've been through this many times.
Y'all got some championships.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, we want more. We want to be like Dallas so we can keep bragging about, you know, all the rings we got.
That game with Dallas, though. We got to get back to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be good, y'all. It's going to be good. I've already converted saying that I'm probably going to stop watching football. I'm just going to watch soccer. I mean, we can be Atlanta United fans together. We can go to soccer games and get the little swag with the little scarves and be like, ole, ole, ole,
yes,
ole.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, because I'm done with the NFL.
Yeah, I'm with it. You know?
I'm sorry. I'm done.
I'm done.
Right now, we're done. We know how we're done. I'm finished. I'm taking back my... Like, you know what? Like, even with the Eagles, I was like, you know what? I
mean,
if your Bears...
I made a conscious decision to watch y'all and y'all just keep... Every week, just getting dog. Like, y'all just wasn't dominating the whole league. What happened? Okay. So I just had to let it go.
If your Bears got to the championship game,
News Bears.
Okay.
Break the TV.
She's throwing shade. Let's go.
No.
Let's go. We've been to the championship. We got a trophy case.
If your Bears.
What y'all do this year, though?
But.
The same thing you did, we were sitting on the couch and watch the Super Bowl like you.
No, y'all ain't getting the championship.
I'm done.
Right. We got the popcorn ready for y'all.
I didn't bring in any popcorn for y'all.
Bears Benson down.
If your Bears got there, and the quarterback, whomever y'all gonna choose, Justin Fields, or if y'all choose someone else, started to play like Lamar Jackson did, tell me you would not be angry as all get out and be like, I'm done.
Are we talking about 2007 when we had what's bro's name? damn it, he didn't even get us there. Rex Grossman.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah. I've been there.
But see, we've been there too many times. We're just tired of it.
We went to the Super Bowl and laid an egg.
Was it as bad as Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ooh.
Speaking of Super Bowl.
No, nothing as bad as Atlanta.
I was about to say that was bad.
That was bad.
I couldn't sleep.
I kept asking Jalen, please explain to me how they, because I could not understand how they lost like that. I mean, I just could not understand it. But now, and again, I love Atlanta. Seeing them play now, that's just their MO. I mean, that's their MO. That's what they do. They're good at first, and then towards the end of the game, they just collapse. Like, I can be washing the dishes and bend down to put the dishes inside of the dishwasher, and once I stand back up, they've lost the game.
Facts.
And I'm just like...
To make it worse, oh, man, I'm never going to forget this. So... Do y'all remember after that loss, there were electronic billboards all through Atlanta promoting the Saints? Somebody from the Saints organization, I don't know if this is from the Saints organization or a Saints fan.
Nah.
They rented space on the digital billboards on 85 coming into the
Connecticut.
I'm never going to forget that. I was like, is that a Saints thing? I was like, oh, that's disrespectful.
Wow.
That's super disrespectful.
And let me tell you, people were even, after the loss, the Detroit Lions lost, people on Twitter were saying now, is Detroit going to get teased and talked about the way that Atlanta did? And I mean, honestly, people are just feeling sorry for us, to be quite honest.
They were rooting for us.
Because everyone was rooting for us.
Because it's good to see a different team go every year. You know what I mean? Because let's be real, I think we all got tired of seeing the Patriots go to the Super Bowl. It got boring. Like, yo.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, like,
I'm sick of seeing
Pat Mahomes. Listen, I'm with the whole conspiracy about the NFL's rig. I'm with it because I think it is. Because you got to think, when the Patriots were
okay, go ahead.
Let's do it.
That was hubby calling.
Let's do it. That was the money bags calling. That was money bags. Got you. Yeah, so, I mean, when we kept seeing the Patriots go to the Super Bowl year after year after year, I'm sure the ratings started dropping because people got tired of seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so they probably did mix it up. Like, no, let's make this little lottery and just boom, send whoever.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of teams, and I think a lot of people wanted to see the two blackest cities go up against each other. You know what I'm saying? But people, of course, were saying...
Yeah, everybody would have went to that parade. Everybody.
That's what people were saying.
We going to the parade.
Right, but everyone was saying, oh, they didn't want Baltimore and Detroit to go to Vegas. And then Usher was there.
Legendary.
I would have went to Vegas. Even if I'm not in the game, I would have flew down there. Just because I would have had to.
We should have never gave you niggas money.
The tickets already before the conference championship games, they were already $3,000.
Wow. Yeah, and that's probably for the nosebleeds.
No, I'm talking about the flights.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, so you haven't heard the new thing now?
No.
Well, since Kansas City is in there, they're giving flights like for $1,000 for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift did something. Yeah.
She got something. She worked out with United.
But that's what they're saying. They think it's rigged because they said that plan was set up way before the games is over.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're saying that after the game, once Kansas City wins, because they already know they're going to win, Kelsey is going to get down on one knee and he's going to propose. Oh.
Somebody else said I heard the same thing.
Yeah. And he's going to propose to her. You know, and we'll get off this subject, but I really don't understand why the NFL cares so much that Taylor Swift.
Because Tay-Tay run the show.
Somebody
said something, said that she brought in $300 million.
Yeah, they
KC.
Said she brought in a lot of revenue for Kansas City.
I don't believe it.
Get the whole magnificence of Taylor Swift. She's, you know, cute little girl and everything, but
I think she's a cute little talented girl and stuff. And
she's very talented, but like, I'm not a fan of her music. I'm not putting nothing out. She makes good music. I'm just not a fan of it. It's just
we're not her fan base, but it's almost like these people. You know what? Who she reminds me of? Elvis. Remember how people were going so crazy for Elvis?
Yeah, Elvis
don't get me wrong. Yeah. We were going crazy for Michael Jackson.
I was going to say, I don't put her on the level of Michael Jackson.
I'm not saying. I'm saying the craziness of the fans. Oh, I'm not saying she's on their level. I'm saying the craziness of the fans. Because remember, for years, everyone kept saying Elvis was alive. They were going to his house, Graceland, and saying they see him walking around. Just craziness. No, she's not on their level at all. So the fans are crazy.
Listen, Elvis fans was able to be like, yo, he sound like a black dude, but he not black, so we can like him.
He stole all their music. That's exactly
it. He sound like the black guys. Dances like the black guys, but he's not black.
Uh-huh.
So, we can like him. We can like him. In public, we can like him.
Exactly.
I don't know about Taylor Swift. You know what I mean? I don't think she's still in there.
I don't know.
Taylor's almost the equivalent to the white version of Beyonce.
I think Kanye boosted her, though, after he did that whole thing.
The white version.
Yeah. And after that, she skyrocketed.
It was tethered to Beyonce.
Yeah.
But is she as... Okay, because there's a thing, different things about... there's a difference between being a singer and an entertainer.
Yes.
James Brown, Michael Jackson, Prince. Beyonce has a team. She has a machine behind her. I don't see Taylor Swift entertaining me. She probably can sing, but
I've never seen her in concert.
So I don't know.
Never seen
her
video.
I guess I can't speak to that.
Is Taylor Swift's fan base is huge.
She
puts up numbers like Beyonce when it comes to like arena sales and all
I'm
that.
I'm sure, because she probably got the little kids on up. Got it.
In the industry I work in, we have access to all the cameras, especially around Mercedes-Benz. So when Taylor Swift was in town, you can see the streets flooded. They all wear like the little sequins. Is it the white hats and the boots or something like that? And that's all you saw walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Her fan base is huge. I tried to listen to the music to be like, okay, what am I missing something? Like, I must be missing something. Let me listen to it. I'm like, it's not moving me. It's not for me.
There is one song that I like that Taylor Swift made, and this is when she was younger. And a lot of people like her.
Better.
A lot of people like her because she writes her own music. And it was one song she made because she originally started as a country star, and then she moved over to a pop star. So when she was a country star, she made this song called Mean. And I like it because it was actually Jazzy. I liked it a lot. And I listened to the lyrics, and she was just talking about how when she was in school, she was bullied a lot.
And she was talking about
how, you know, someday she's going to be a big time. And she was saying this. She's going to be a big time star living in a big city and doing all of that, you know. And so I just thought that song was just so sweet. And again, this is when she was younger, and this is for young girls.
Exactly. Okay, the voice for the
exactly,
voices.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so I just thought that was just really sweet. Now, of course, now she's a pop star, so her music is in line, not with Miley, although I do like Miley's latest. I like Miley's latest song. When I was young, you know what I'm talking about.
TikTok, I don't know.
You actually would enjoy it. She was just talking about how, you know, people say she used to be fun and she used to be this. I mean, she was like, but also too, I used to be young.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. And I think we can all relate to that. You know, we used to go out, have a little fun, do all that kind of stuff, be wild in the streets. But you miss it?
How old is Miley Cyrus? Because she talks like she's like
early
67 and smoke. Like three packs of Marlboro Lights.
No, she does.
In the softbox.
The soft pack, not the soft pack.
Yeah. Virginia Slim Menthols. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, they all smoke.
Okay.
If they're not smoking, then they smoking.
Yeah.
Smoking. You know what I'm saying? They doing that kind of smoke.
She talk like this lady. If you go on TikTok, it's this lady. I forget her name, but her character is called Sue Dillon. And she's a young girl, but she can turn her voice into like a, you know, like an old lady that's, you know, sit on the porch and smoke those Newports or something. It is hilarious. I don't know her real name, but Sue Dillon is the character she plays, and she does prank calls.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And then she wears this mullet wig, which is hilarious.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Let me find out what her name is, because love her.
Well, we are going to get into our segment. We're going to be here all day long talking about. Okay, we're going to get into our segment, a K Press segment. K wants to know. You want to know, y'all?
I got a damn question.
Why do black people continue to support businesses that don't like us? But wait, K, I got something for you.
Go it's K Press. What's this talk about now?
Wow, bro.
Ta-da!
No, but real,
now we can start.
Real talk. That's my question. I mean, she stated it perfectly. Why is it that I constantly, and then we have the nerves to defend it. I shouldn't say we. I should say those.
A lot of us.
A lot of us have the nerves to defend it. Like Gucci is come out here and put blackface out here. Mm-hmm. And then next month, the store is full of you blackface people. I'm perplexed, man. Tesla, he's let it be known. Matter of fact, and the United States of America sued this man over racism just like 6 months ago. And I bet you there's 100 black folks on a Tesla lot trying to buy a car. I really don't get it. It throws me off. Papa John's. Let's go. Why I'm not eating the pizza?
Well, Papa John's, I had to go back when Shaq got into it.
When Shaq got into it,
I'm sorry. I had to go back.
Yeah, that Shaq-a-roni.
It hit different.
Wait. Because they got the coon who will take anything for a dollar. My man will take any job for a dollar. And they... and they knew it, they'd be like, yo, we could just said, we could have said, I hope every black man fall off the place of face of the earth. And if I give him 3% of my company, guess what? He gonna take that deal in a heartbeat.
But first of all, Shaq is not a coon.
Man, whatever.
Well, in your world.
To each his own.
You know, to each his own. Thank you. I love you, Shaq. Yes.
Well, I haven't seen, he hasn't done anything for me to be like, oh, no, I don't bang with the boy.
Exactly. You know, I love him. But honestly, Kay, and I want Steph's perspective about this as well, but honestly, Kay, all of the companies that we mess with, but just keep it real.
Okay, no, let's keep it real.
Every company, the company Mike works for, the company I work for, Steph, companies you've worked for, they none of them really want to sit down at the table and break bread with us.
They don't have to want to, but they have to show enough decorum, enough respect, not to make it outwardly. If I don't like a lot of my efforts too. If I'm gonna do they won't do business with me if I sit there and say it outwardly. If I say it like, yo, I don't like your people. Period. I just don't like your people.
Well, Papa John's,
didn't expect you to come and
he was caught on tape doing it. It wasn't like he came out and made a big announcement.
But now you know.
Oh,
like,
I know.
It's hourly said. Like, it's in your face.
Like, I can't even remember. What the heck happened with Papa? I can't even remember.
That was years ago. He was caught on tape.
Something with an email.
I thought maybe it was someone recorded him or something. Yeah. Recorded him. Steph, what do you think?
You know what? It's not just Papa John's. It's not even just the people that you know that don't care for colored consumers or, you know, people of color or whatever. It's a lot of things that go on that we don't know. If we could be a fly on the wall in a lot of these big companies and corporations, boardrooms and stuff like that, or emails or private messages and stuff, we wouldn't buy a doggone thing. We wouldn't buy a John Brown thing if we knew what went on.
Facts.
But here's the thing. I mean, I can only speak from a black perspective, a black woman's perspective, because that's who I am. But the thing is, in my opinion of black people and what I know about black people being one for, you know, 51 years, black people base consumerism, they kind of measured that with success.
Yes, there you go.
So the thing is, if it's the harder it is, or the more difficult, or more heels you got to climb to get to these folks, that's the better. Lululemon. I'm not paying $100 for a pair of leggings.
No.
I'm not doing that. You know, but hey, some people say just because you see that little logo that you can barely see, I got on Lululemon. So you're proud to say I do Lululemon or whoever. I'm just using them as an example.
No, it's actually a perfect example because they're CEO.
Yeah.
Well, he used to be a CEO. He owns the majority of their stock. He's the founder. Uh-huh. He came out and he said some stuff like, yo, I don't want A, B, C, and D in my clothes.
Who said that? Now, what was that? Cristal and all those people, I think, at one point said.
It was Cristal saying that the Cristal, the champagne company, or I forget what the parent company name is, but they were saying, yeah, we don't make this. It's not meant for y'all.
But the thing is, the harder things are to get, or the more expensive it is,
people tend to gravitate toward.
That's what we want because this means success.
Yeah, and they kind of look at it as a big F you to them. Like, yo, I got money to buy this. It's a level of success to them.
But
like,
you steady cool. putting these is people's it? Kids through college and paying for their yachts and stuff like that. So the gotcha and the big aha is quit doing it. There are
the last laugh.
Yeah, they get the last laugh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, it doesn't make sense. When you purchase things, you've already given your power away.
Uh-huh.
Just for instance, on the top of my head, when they said NWA back in the day, oh, we going to burn these CDs. Aha, you bought them. So what you do with them afterwards, we really don't care. So that's the same thing with consumerism. It's like, shoot, you sitting up here giving Gucci or Louis Vuitton or whoever your money, and it's like, you paying $3,000 for a purse or $10,000 for a purse, and you ain't got $2 to put in there.
Preach.
This is the thing that gets me. But black people are going, well, I only speak from a black perspective. The views expressed are those of Stephanie Dawn. If you got any smoke, baby, I got the fire extinguisher. So anyway, you want smoke? Let's do this. But no, I'm just saying that's going to always be the thing with, you know, just people buying stuff. They just want it because they know it's hard to get.
My girl just posted something. She was like, yo, y'all out here buying Fendi and Dior bags, or we can call them, and yet y'all eating McDonald's. She was
right.
She was like, yeah, that's nasty work.
Yeah, it is. Right. I mean, it is. It is.
Go ahead, Mike.
It's
go
like,
ahead.
It's the society we live in now, it's bad. And I remember a video that was floating around the internet. It's a very, very old video. It was a white man telling how to sell to black people. Like, you have to make it exclusive and make it seem like it's not for them and they can't have it. It makes them want it more. And that's what's happened. That's what we're seeing now today. I mean, that video probably came out in the damn 60s, the 50s probably. Today, it's still the same thing. True. It doesn't matter what these companies say or do. People are still going to buy it because now it's like, oh, you don't want me to wear your clothes? Now I'm going to spend more money and wear your clothes to piss you off. You're not pissing them off.
You're not.
You're not pissing them off. You're making them more money and making yourself broker.
Ain't going to spend that tax money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you see, we see it all the time. Like, just to piggyback off what you said with Tesla, let's just talk about the car industry, period. There are no black-owned car manufacturers, none. Mm-hmm. And all of them are racist. Mm-hmm. The most racist being the Ford company. Oh, we've all heard the story about the Ford company. There's nothing we can do about it. We need cars, right? So we have to get it. Granted, the Tesla, I'm not a Tesla fan anyway because I don't want a fully electric car.
Or it burn up on you.
Exactly. Or it gets cold and your car won't charge and now you can't drive the bitch or you're stuck inside of it. I'm good.
Yeah.
But it's like that with so many things. It's like we don't have any foot in the game to do anything. So we have no choice but to go to these companies. Me, I'm happy. Let me know that you're racist up front so I know how to move accordingly. That hidden dish, I don't like.
There you go.
The hidden stuff I don't like. If you're coming out saying you're racist and you don't like my people, cool. I respect your decision. Thank you for telling me. Mm-hmm. Now I can make my own decision. Yeah. I can't bang with you.
Yeah, can't bang
but
with
the hidden ish, like behind closed doors.
When you know better, do better.
Hey, Cap, how you doing? Like, yo, stop playing. Don't disrespect me like that. Keep that shit up front with me.
That's how I feel.
Keep it up front with me. That's it.
So when you know better, you should do better.
Yeah, in fact, you're right.
And that's just how I feel about it. Like, if you know they not rocking with you. Matter of fact, if they're making a public mockery of your people, You gonna put their label on your back? Come on.
Well, I'm like this. I don't wear Louis Vuitton.
They stole from our culture anyway. Like Louis Vuitton, they've already proven Louis Vuitton. Their whole pattern and all that was stolen from like a Swahili tribe or something like that.
Yes.
Look. Well, I don't have. Okay, I don't have.
Look at Steph. Look at Steph. Look at her.
I don't have a Louis bag. I don't wear Lululemon or whatever. And I remember years ago something came out about Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh yeah,
we don't rock his clothes. Remember, it was something with him. Yeah, we stopped that.
They claimed it was fake, but I don't know. Either way you look at it, when it's on the table, when I know better, I'll be feeling like a straight fool. If I go grab some Gucci glasses and they got some bad designs.
They do.
I can't touch it.
Well, first of all, I can't afford. I mean, I probably could, but it's not worth it. It's not that serious.
I come from the beauty supply store.
Exactly.
I realize I like to hold on to my money. It's like, like I don't really want to spend this bread on these sneakers or this outfit. That's a lot of money. Like, nah, I'm cool. I don't need no more. But yeah, you're right. Like, I just, like, even if Gucci wasn't racist, Gucci, Prada, Louis, whatever, even if they weren't racist, like, bro, I'm not spending that bread for that. I'm cool.
No.
I'm not doing it.
And let me be fair. I can't say that. I'll say if, when your money coming in a certain way and you got excess of it, like, when it's coming in, $1,000 pair of glasses, truthfully, isn't above purchasing. It's just not.
That makes sense.
No, I mean, I don't know if I understand.
See, right now, I got that mentality. Like, I can't do it. Like, I never had that kind of money like that. So as of now, nah, I'm good.
Here's what's funny. Like, mm-hmm. even when you dress the part, you even look at differently when you're in business. Somebody know you got the wrinkle-free Hugo Boss suit on. They can see it. They know it. When you walk into and you chopping it up with him, he's like, yo, he about that business. He about style. The president, it's that whole, what do you call it? That halo effect. They make assumptions about you right off the rip because they haven't spoken a word to you. They see you across. Oh, my man got the Ferragamas on. He got They're like, oh yeah, he about that business. So he making moves. He making money. Let me go ahead and chop it up with him.
And that's the problem. And then we're going to move on to something that is kind of like related to this. Bill Gates don't dress like that.
Facts. So
Bill Gates wear some Levi's and a t-shirt.
That's how I am.
I would
like to be low key. I'm the dude that's going to show up to a formal function, I'm gonna have some jeans and sneakers on and a t-shirt, and y'all gonna be like, nah, I got
the Bill Gates is
racks.
Known. Bill Gates is known internationally, so he can come in there in his drawers, and he might get excused for it. I'm just being real with you. It's a difference. It's an exception made.
So you know there's a ton of people out here, millionaires, that again, millionaires, and you would never know it.
Oh, true.
Because they don't show their
money. Because they don't show their, right.
Again, like Ted Turner.
Most of us, you going to know. You going to think you're a millionaire or not.
Not all of us, though. I know a lot of very set black folks that you couldn't tell. Like, yo, they move differently. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm saying, though. For the cats that are in between, they're getting there. Like, their money coming in nice, right? I'm making $300,000, $400,000, $600,000 a year. A million, right? Even though you got a lot of that for taxes, this, that, and the other. They're trying to level up.
Mm-hmm.
So they need that little halo effect. When you're Bill Gates, you're a billionaire, but I got $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700 million in my bank, I don't need anything.
I control the population.
Yeah, I can literally sit back and not do another thing for the rest of my life.
So okay, you're saying once you get to that level, we are going to see you on Instagram with the stacks of money to your ears.
You going
to
be doing
like,
that?
Yeah, talking like what? Yeah, talking to your money. Talking to your money.
No, it's just the opposite.
Stack of money.
I'm saying just opposite. When Kev gets to that point, you won't even see Kev on Instagram.
Like my thing is, it's like, yo, if I get listen,
it'll
I told
be a fake
people,
page.
Might get some bread. Y'all never gonna know about it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with Mike.
Like people close to me probably gonna know he got a little. Something, but yo,
I'm gonna have an AI page.
You're not gonna know. I'm be chilling.
I'm gonna have an AI page. I'm y'all.
I'm
we should do the
key.
AI dope therapy.
I know. Man.
I like that. So this is kind of in correlation with what Kay was talking about. Everyone knows Tyrese. This is our
Mr. Emotional.
Talk about that segment.
I see you still over there talking about me, huh?
Everyone knows Tyrese. If not, I'm just gonna play. This is just completely, just for educational purposes, and that's it. Now wait, let me say wait. This.
This one had that bottom lip ring. That joint was a little, yeah, that was weird to me back in the day when dudes used to have that little earring down there.
Yes, that.
Unless you're a skater.
Now let me say this. Let me say this.
Not my taste, I'm just going to say that.
Let me say this. I've been blessed to be in the radio business for a while, so I have met Tyrese twice. Mm-hmm. And he was so nice to me.
I believe it.
Complete sweetheart to me, right? Very nice. I remember the second time I met him, I said, you know, I met you before. You don't remember me, just jokingly. And he was like, oh, of course I do. Just like really good dude.
I believe that.
The Tyrese now?
What?
We need some prayer cloths. We need some. Tyrese got on Instagram.
Oh, man.
And he said sometimes he wish he was born Latino.
Go ahead.
Apparently, he's going through something with his ex-wife, Samantha Lee.
They've been going through something.
And more recently, she filed for contempt of court against her ex-husband, claiming that he failed to pay the child support for their daughter. I forget the amount. I believe it's like over $10,000 that she wants from him. And I don't even know why she would think that he even has that to give to her every single month. But that's where it stemmed from. But I'm just going to read you a little bit as to what he said, and then we can talk about it. So he goes on Instagram. He says, sometimes I wish I was born Latino. I mean, the Latin community is grounded in family, loyalty, entrepreneurs, businessmen, businesswomen. They literally represent the dream, the grind, the hustle to do whatever it takes to stick together. If us in our black culture was more grounded in these magical nuances, we would be more dominant. I've learned a lot from the Jewish community, the way they stick together, eating dinner every Friday. I've learned a lot from the Muslim community throughout my travels to the Middle East. They have a father structure. They honor their fathers. I have no idea where we lost our way, and we can't get anything done and anything accomplished. Of course, we are beyond powerful, successful, beyond imagined. But if we just all linked up together, the world would be a better place. So what do y'all think? Come on, go.
I 100% agree with this man.
What? Oh, snap.
100 and...
I definitely thought I was like, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And Kevin was like, what?
I'm gonna sit down. This is gonna be good.
Yeah, man. I mean,
we on the same page. Okay.
I, however, am on in a totally different book. But go ahead.
No. Can y'all still hear me?
Okay.
Go to your corners.
We can hear you.
All right.
Go to your corners.
Uh-huh.
You start. I'm gonna go straight across. You start. You and then you go ahead, Kay.
So I'm not gonna lie to you. Like everything this man has said, I've said. You know, a lot of my best clients right now are Jewish, right? And I've been a part of a lot of their families for years now, watched how they raise their children, how their communities move, and the whole nine. And the fact is they have a community. And the fact is that they really, really do stick together and grow together. They make it their business to grow together. They make it their business to support each other. Even in situations where they don't fully relate to what the other concern may be, they're still going to hold each other down. They'll take over a town, bro. They'll build schools in it, banks in it, the whole nine. They'll make that town their own. Their own. They do things together. They're not gatekeeping. They're opening doors for each other. And the truth of the matter is, in our society, we have a lot of gatekeepers. We really don't want to see the next man or woman that looks like us on our level. It's almost like we got to be better than them. Instead of like helping each other climb, and we as a people.
Stop making Amazon sellers rich.
Okay, I'll stop.
Damn it,
I'll stop. Okay.
That was on time, wasn't
my
it?
My bad.
That was right on time.
That brother was over here spitting. That was, you know what I mean?
Man.
Someone just walked in the room.
It be your own people, Press.
Hey, bro.
It be your own people, man.
Hey, bro.
Go. I will definitely exit that out. But go ahead, Kay. Finish saying what you're saying.
I mean, I feel if we really took the time to want more for our people as a whole, think about it. Because we were stripped of our culture. The one thing that the Jews make sure that the kids know where they came from. Matter of fact, they'll tell you, like, he'll be like, yo, we know our history wasn't the worst of all kind. Like, we weren't the most repressed. He's like, truthfully, it was y'all. He said, but we make sure our children know where we came from and how bad it could be. And that we're doing all this for a purpose. They're in law, they're in accounting, they're in finance. All that runs the world. Facts. Can't do. Let me tell you something. When they made that boy Elon Musk bend the knee, I was like, yo, that's power. That's power. That's positioning yourself to have not just for the moment status, but for status for generations. And that doesn't have to be seen, but it's going to be felt. And that's everything to me. The Mexicans right now, people clown them. But they work together. They sacrifice together.
Man, look.
They sacrifice together. We clown them because they have 20 people in the household. Mm-hmm. So?
Yep.
They splitting them bills and they going out and hustling every day.
They taking that money and they starting businesses and doing all that. Like,
and
listen,
they populating.
I've known a lot of Mexicans and I've spoken to them about that. Mexicans, Filipinos.
Yep.
A lot of them do that. Like, we tend to jump on that. Oh, they all living in that same house. Yeah, you're right. They stacking their money. Some of them send that money back home and living like kings and queens back home.
Yes.
Or they're starting businesses here.
Yes. Because they can afford to do
so. Same thing with the Asian community.
They minimize their expenses.
Yep.
They grow together.
That's what they do.
All right. Steph, go ahead.
She writing over there. That
she writing. Go ahead.
Smoking
go ahead.
Right now.
Because, you know, I'm a person who, you know, I want to make sure I'm listening, you know, and then, you know, responding and not just trying to, oh, no. No. And some of the key points, what Tyrese probably, well, let me say this first. What we have to do as all cultures is stop romanticizing other cultures. We don't fully know what happens in the Latin communities and the Jewish communities. They could be going at it. We don't know. But all we see is like, oh, well, yeah, they together. And I hope they do. I'm sure they do. But Black people ain't all separated and we don't care about each other. There are a lot of communities and things like that that are you know, thriving and Black people are doing their thing. I mean, I know right now in my circle, in my friendship community and things like that, we break bread together. We encourage each other. We help each other. We do things together. So what Tyrese probably should have said is that, you know, not that I wish I was, you know, I want to be Latino or anything, because nothing against any other culture. But what he should have said was that I need to do a better job of setting up the community I want to see. Because as we sit around here, all of us Black people, you know, what have you done for your Black community? You've done things for the Black community, haven't you?
Okay, but it's not...
Only one person can do one thing.
I agree.
So you can't say, oh, it's the whole community. Everybody just ain't doing what they're supposed to do.
Let me say this. I think we're all doing something for the community, even by having this discussion. And all of us, we're all on the same page and we're all on the same level. And we're all trying to get to that level where we want to be. We're not against each other. I'm not jealous of Steph. I'm not jealous of Mike. I'm not with you. We're all, that's, but we're doing all of that together. I kind of see what she's saying. There's not, it's when you say the community, it's like every Black person, and I'm not saying you, the way it came across with Tyrese, it's like every Black person, we're trying to get at each other. We're trying to kill each other. And don't get me wrong. Trust me. I got family members that are going at it over, you know, nothing. Potato chips.
$20 from the
80s. Potato chips, right. Potato chips, basically. But we still have to, you know, give a little bit of a pat on the back to someone. When you constantly just going, you know what? You're horrible. Mike, you're stupid. You're stupid. To wear your clothes are stupid. Everything about you is stupid. Blah. What is it doing? It's making you piss, right? So if you piss, you're going to retaliate, right? You can't keep doing that. You got to also, too, I know we're not the greatest, but again, like what she said, we don't know what's going on inside of these other people, inside of their household. We really don't know. We need to start just taking care of ourselves first and start talking about a little bit more positivity for ourselves. One thing, and I'm going to let you speak in a minute. One thing I don't like is when, okay, the boy, he made it out of the hood. You know, he a big time star now. Are you going back to your hood to help rebuild it? Or are you just buying yourself some Rolex watches? That's the problem that I have with certain things. With Tyrese, have y'all seen the women that he's with? He didn't ride back.
I'm going to say all he messed with was like a Spanish chick, ain't
he? Thank you. He didn't ride back. He's from Watts. He didn't ride back through Watts and find the girl he probably went to high school with that he had a crush on or they were dating. He ain't thinking about them. I would like to ask him, so what have you done for your community?
That's fair.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's more than fair.
What have you done? And even for him, just the title, I wish I was a Latino. Bruh, that makes me think about back in the day and even to this day. I want to be white. I want to be white, Black people. I want to be white. I want to lighten up my skin. I don't like the way I look. What the hell is wrong with you? If you want to do something, and like what Steph said, if you want to see the kind of community, brother, you got more power and influence and money. Why don't you start doing something?
Facts.
You see what I'm saying,
Facts.
Jay?
No, I agree. However, no howevers. I just wanted to respond to
Steph. Okay, Steph's, let me turn my mic off.
Real quick.
Let me turn off your mic too. Okay?
When she spoke on the we have communities and we have this, that, and the other. You said, like, me and my people, we sit down, we break bread. It's really not a community. That's a circle.
Well, let me... community? I can't get 3 million people in Atlanta, link hands, and say we are the world.
That's my point.
But it starts right where you are. It starts here. I can't go out here and make a big impact unless I'm making one here. I got to start here first.
I get it. Let me finish.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying, though, is that you can see larger pockets, actual communities of the Latinos in here in America. We're not talking about Mexico, because in Mexico they might be utterly a mess too, which we've seen. Like, they have cartels and all, and they kill and hang people every night. It's no better out there, but they're here. So a lot of the foreigners look at us because we've been here for so long as like, why haven't you made it? Why haven't you taken over this country when we come in here There's parts to that, because we have had successful communities And what has happened over the times, the white man comes in and annihilates it. I think we've given up on that. In which we, something in my mind, is something that we shouldn't have done. Like, we should still be trying to bond together instead of every individual, as she stated, trying to make it individually. And when that one person makes it individually and then shit doesn't go his way, he comes back and complains that we're not a community. Well, bro, what did you do to make it better? I respect everything she said. True enough. But we are lacking in unity as a community. Like, we may have circles. We may have small pockets. And them pockets...
But pockets make community.
They can grow, though. So pockets and circles can grow.
Hold away. I was just finna... Okay, I was just about to say, a lot of those little pockets, gatekeep. They do.
But what about
gatekeep
the ones that don't? See, you're going straight to the negative.
Okay, then, I'm not
you
going
got
to...
Jack and Jill kind of... organizations with the kids and things like that, the debutante balls, you got mm-hmm. sororities and fraternities, you know, black pockets of community and culture. And I mean, it's the same with the Jewish people, it's the same with the Latinos too. You all you do is see Jewish people go to the synagogues together and things like that and say, oh, what is
not true.
Yeah, but what they're doing other things. What else are they doing that you see that you wish that black people did? Or what are Latinos doing that you see that we should be doing?
All right, too. I want Mike to get in.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to let them go. So, one, I'm going to start off by saying this. No, I don't wish to be anybody, but anything but black.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean? I don't agree with his statement right here. Sometimes I wish I was born a Latino. Nah, I'm good. I'm happy I was born a black. One thing about Big Mike, I am pro-black, anti-no one. Pro-black, anti-no one. I got love for you.
I like that.
If you got love for me.
That's
and
right.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the other things that he's saying, I do agree. Like, I'm not going to say that it's all black people. It's not. But a lot of us, I wish we had that old community camaraderie and that fellowship like we had back in the day. Me and my brothers was just talking about this. Like, when we were growing up, we remember our families getting together, having dinner and doing the spades or pinochle night or just a family gathering. We missed that. We don't have that now.
But why can't you do it?
You're right. So my wife and I just talked about this on Thanksgiving. And I was like, yo, we need to start creating traditions because for the past few years, it's been a long time. My son's now 20. My mm-hmm. daughter is about to be 8. And I'm like, yo, we haven't had like a family function like for Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or nothing. We're losing it. And so many black families nowadays, they're experiencing the same thing. It's like we're becoming disconnected. At one point, we were connecting and getting there. Something happened and oh, that's it. I quit. I ain't doing it. And I'm guilty of this as well. When you're done wrong by somebody in your family, you tend to shut down and block them out completely. But when someone else does you wrong, you'll give them a second chance, a third chance. And no, we need to keep that same energy when it comes to us and our community, because this is what they, whoever they are, want. They want to keep us separated. They want to keep us divided, because fact remains, if we come together, yes, we will take this country over. It's facts. This is why they want to keep it separated. I don't care who's listening to this and who don't like it. It's the truth. So, yes, I would definitely love to see that sticking together. Granted, we're going to have fallouts. Get over that issue. Move forward, because it's a bigger goal in play. We don't care about that $20 you owe me from 20 years ago. I done spent and lost that a million times already. I don't care that you said something that I don't like. It's cool. We don't have to agree on everything. We can still be family. We can still move forward. And like Steph is saying, granted, it's a small little circle, but those circles can grow. And not every circle is going to be for us. Yes, I've experienced gatekeeping. I've experienced the crab barrel mentality. When I first moved down here, I never knew what that phrase meant. So I moved down here and had to experience it twice from my own people. That shit hurt. It definitely hurt. And I'm not going to hold you. It made me kind of hard, but I was like, I can't be like that. Same thing with me when it comes to religion. Granted, I was going to church for a little bit, went to a few churches, found out the pastor was doing some stuff he wasn't supposed to be doing. And it was like, you know what? I ain't doing this. And it kind of shelled myself off from religion. You know what I mean? But I can't do that, because people are going to be people regardless.
They're human.
They're going to be people. So I can't judge Kev's action and be like, you know what? Everybody's like this. I'm going to stay away. No, that's not what it is. I throw you out there, Kay. You my man.
Oh, we don't definitely be okay out there. You my man. Go ahead, Stephanie. We're going to move on to something a little lighter.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see a lot of these things that Tyrese is talking about. Us coming together, putting our little petty-ass differences aside.
Yeah,
Let's work on the overall goal because you're right. A lot of these other groups do say that. Like, yo, y'all been here longer than anybody. And why are y'all still and y'all complaining? Yeah. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't get it. Like, y'all complaining. Y'all been here longer than us. Y'all may have a little bit more opportunities we have and we're thriving over you. And y'all think it's not fair. Like, I don't get it. No, it's because we're holding each other back. Stop.
Well, stop. Yeah, I agree. And here's the thing, too, because my community, my subdivision, my community where I live, it's so funny because I have made it a point. Everybody on my block knows who I am. Can y'all say the same?
Yeah. I can.
I guess. I just try to stay away from my neighbors.
I'm not going to lie to you.
See, and that, you know.
So I'm going to be real with you. And again, and I feel bad about this. I really do. Growing up in Philly, Southwest Philadelphia, 1708 South Udall Street. Everybody knew everybody on the block.
Yes.
Where blocks. I'm living now.
Blocks.
I don't know. My next door, the neighbor to the right of me, black sister. We speak. I don't know her name. She probably don't know my name. We speak when we see each other. Hey, how's it going? Across from me, another black family. I don't know their name. Hey, how's it going? That's it. House right there, black. I don't know their name. House next to me, they're Asian. I don't really know them. You know what I mean? I don't really know anybody in my community.
You know what? I think
it's not a good thing.
I think what it is, because we're the same way. We do know a couple of, because we have someone that's like straight down the street from us, a nice man. He's been around for a while. He and Jalen kind of linked up because they both owned German Shepherds at the time. And then another family, but they moved out. We watched their son grow up. He went off to LSU and then they kind of retired and left. So I don't know who the new neighbor is. But I think the reason why we don't really, you know, congregate all the time and do that is trust. People are a little crazy now. Yeah. I don't care what color you are.
I am like that.
It's, you know,
like,
I don't know if I want you in my house or not. You know what I'm saying?
I never said that they got to come in your house and sleep in your guest room or anything like that. But the thing is, so long, people, we think that community is automatic when it's, you have to work at it. It has to be built.
Yeah,
you know, because like, oh, well, my grandmother did it. Well, why didn't your mom do it and your aunt do it and then you do it? Well, you know, like, why is that not a chain? Community is, like I said, it's not automatic. You're not going to automatically move on the block and be like, oh, we all loving and singing Kumbaya. It doesn't work that way. Everybody on my block knows who I am. People call me Stephanie. This is somebody that we don't know on the street. Can you see who that? Oh, yeah, I can.
I'm the one that throws the block parties.
Oh, you the block.
I'm the one
block
that
captain?
I am the block. I don't.
Whoa.
You know what?
I'm the one that gets the block party together.
No, let me tell you. I get the block party together. I can show you pictures. Got outside in the rain on my grill. Me and my other neighbor set up tents and stuff. After it rained and everything, we serving food. Hey, y'all, I made a newsletter. This is what we going to do.
Yo,
this is what
we
trying to get. I'm calling DeKalb County. Why y'all need to pave my street? I'm still in a battle with them right now. See, it's not automatic. You have to build it. And you can't wait for somebody else to do it.
Okay, first of all, I am very upset.
What?
You having block parties and not inviting us? What the hell
block.
Is that about?
It's for the block.
I spent a night over at your house. That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute,
Steph, and then we're going to move on.
I'm that neighbor.
Blocking the street off? What?
Wait, Steph, do you remember, and I'm taking it way back, and maybe y'all had it in Philly and Chicago as well. It was literally a swimmobile.
Yeah,
it was a truck that used to come through, like, what, a tractor truck? And then you could get in there and swim.
You're so young, you probably don't remember.
Stop
with the young stuff. I don't like how you snuck that in there.
You're a young boy, you don't know.
Right?
But I totally understand what y'all are saying, and you are correct.
I miss those times.
And
right?
I also agree with you, Kev. Believe it or not, I agree with all of us. But that's what we need to do. We need to try to come together as a community. One person can make that change.
That's nice.
And then, you know, because if you swipe and stuff, we put this stuff up. This me and my neighbors, we out here doing our thing because.
That's what's up.
But somebody has, think, somebody, y'all wait for other people to do it. Take the initiative. Hey, you know, I'm throwing something on the grill. I pulled my grill to the front of my property down the driveway and everything.
K putting his hand up. So when we come into your house for you to grill.
Oh, shit, I grill anytime.
I'm
telling you, look, that's what I was known for. I would literally take my, I have three now. But I'll take one of my bigger grills, the barrel grill. I'll pull it around to the front of the driveway. And I'll light that joker up. While all the kids outside playing basketball and everything. Mr. Kevin, that was
now,
my name.
I will say this, and then we're going to move on. I will say this, when Jazzia was younger, we had younger kids in the neighborhood, and it seemed like we would all get together a little bit more, like especially during Halloween when the kids would be trick-or-treating and stuff.
What's neighbors Halloween? Man, you barely see getting kids for Halloween either.
And neighbors,
yeah, it's not the same.
Neighbors would have their garage open, and they're sitting there eating and stuff, and the kids are walking around trick-or-treating. But most of the kids now, they're Jazz age, and they've gone off to college or not there anymore. And so a lot of the people that live in our community, they're older, and I'm talking about older like what I said with the one family until they say, oh, well, we're going to retire and move to Florida or wherever. So, unfortunately, we don't get to have that. But very, very good discussion, and I'm glad that we had that discussion because that is something that really we should be talking about around the table, dinner table as a family and trying to figure out, like what Steph said, what exactly a solution. So that's why we are Dope Therapy.
No more complaints, all solutions.
Don't that's why we are Dope Therapy, because we come in here and we talk some real stuff and give y'all some therapy, but we also want to have a little fun. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. All right, we are going to stop it right there. I know y'all want some more. We got more coming up for you. But you know what? Let's do it like a soap opera, a cliffhanger. So the next episode, we're going to finish up. We're going to wrap this show up for you. In the meantime, though, let's go back in the day with a Swim Through My Streams artist, one of my favorite people and yours, Moni Love Divine. I love this song, don't you? Until next time, we are Dope Therapy.
I need a moment for my grandma Thelma. So many things I wanted to tell you. I don't know where to start, but it's best when it's from the heart. And everything that comes to the light is from the dark places I would go in my head as I embark. How could a family so close-knit just grow apart? My genes stronger than Levi, roots deeper than thoughts. Watching me while I'm threading the needle with street smart. Subconsciously, I remember everything I was taught. I'm the apprentice, you were the seamstress. Tailor-made threads by my hair when I seem stressed. Reap what you sow, planting seeds. You help me welcome a new me. Closest I get to Jenna is at the feet of my Umi. I wish you and my pop got along better, cause that relationship set the tone for these songs. Never quite learned how to treat a woman that verbal abuse grew me. Took losing my mother and sister before I truly understood the powers the women I love gave me. And though I lost love, she's still the mother of my baby. Only men could raise men, but you in the streets raised me, praying over me while I sleep, and God saved me.
Ruby, I could hope to be what you were to me. Nurtured three, J-A-U-S-A, one just wouldn't leave. Father me, I'm bad to see this UK, South London where my roots lay. Like saying I'm from Brooklyn, which you say. Visits every summer fill me up a heavy plate. Energy amplifying, been flying since I was 8. Journey to being great, you my star though, my heart flow. Creatively designed to leave my mark though. I know I met with many a challenge, enough to break abroad. But I ain't no regular chick, I raised the stakes and soared. That's the you that's in me, I'm able to navigate and differentiate. What kept me holding back and what elevates, that leaves me to celebrate. The fabric that you laid, I'm laying it for mine now. Passing on this legacy of a woman divine. How to quit, I never let that fear sit on my shoulder. And how to take it all and strive me since when I got older. Grasp my vision, intermissions never interrupted. I never mind them boys on the block trying to kick me something. Whether storms, whether normal abnormality, accepted in a form of living grace among the casualties. Florette affected and directed me towards a vision, interconnected with the steps to make the hard decisions. I'm only knowing now cause I had to grow from all them seeds that you sowed.
Yeah, they say memories never fade, they take up center stage and be what you need them to be until you flip a page. But if ever needed, you could go back to what was made and read it again for the first time and be amazed. The energy that be saved, bottle it off high, it was made. 59.95 like a robbery tape. Most of the time that energy becomes how you remain. Either that or you wallow in the hollowest wave. Tears for fears in a world that they told us we'd never rule. And wiping your tears with a crown that you never use. I never lose.
tools. So if you assume so, the truth goes, I just left from there to get better food. Word to my grandmother, who never let me skip a plate, let alone miss one. So even when she slipped away, bet I know how to fix one. Standing on 10 still, and how to make whoever sit still until they dish done. For real.
Therapy.